Danny Elfman knew how to summon the spirit of Spider-Man, and they're doing just that at the Everhart Museum in Scranton with the exhibition titled Here I Come to Save the Day, The Science, Culture, and Art of Superheroes, Exploring the Animal Powers of Comic Book Superheroes and Supervillains. There's a special Superhero Community Day this Saturday, April 22nd, with guided tours of the museum and much more. Anthony Grigas is manager of educational programs, and his background has prepared him well to work at a museum of natural history, science, and art. He stopped in at the WVIA studios to fill us in.
I'm actually a photographer by trade, and I like to joke that I kind of slipped and fell into education a little bit, and I wound up actually teaching a lot for after-school programs and for art things, and then I kind of slowly developed into a love of science and natural history along with photography, so it kind of mixes together as well, so it's really fun.
So it does come under that roof. There's all of that.
Yeah, there's a lovely mix between science and art that we really like to explore. Not only me personally, but at the museum, we really explore that mix and really kind of try to develop that and present it for the community.
And you're in a park, or you're at the edge of a park, mm-hmm. So there's wonderful natural surroundings in addition to what's inside.
Definitely. We try to utilize this as much as possible, too. So in our camp series, occasionally we will go out to our Davis Trail, which goes along the train route, a little bit higher up, kind of by the Neog Gorge. And we try to utilize that to kind of explore plants, even local animals or bird watching, things like that. It's a great setting for the museum.
Well, what's on offer then? We know there's a current big, exciting show underway.
Yeah, well, we currently have on display until July 17th an exhibit called Here I Come to Save the Day, the Science, Culture, and Art of Superheroes, which is fantastic. Our curator, Neshka Pfeiffer, pulled together a fantastic show focusing specifically on the animals that have been presented with superheroes. For instance, we have a Wolverine on display to discuss Wolverine the character, and it also kind of goes through the timeline stemming from the beginning of the comic book and to modern day as you travel through the exhibit. We really try to explore what is interesting to people nowadays. You can see what's popular in culture and try to draw in a variety of people who will be interested, being the children all the way to the grandparents, really. So they'll come in to see the animals, but the kids will also be able to see Spider-Man and Wolverine and all the fun superheroes that they have seen.
And then you have special days when you do just say, come, let's all celebrate this concept or celebrate the museum and what we have to offer. And those are the community days.
Yes. Twice a year we host community days to bring in anyone who would like to come to the museum who hasn't normally been there between the hours of 1 to 4. And we're able to do this with funding provided to us by the Arts Engage Grant of Lackawanna County. So this year, on April 22nd, Earth Day, from the hours of 1 to 4, we have free admission to the museum, in which we're going to have a variety of tours going through our collection, as well as a bunch of presenters and partners who will be joining us. We're partnering with Big Brothers and Big Sisters from the VAC NEPA to actually give an opportunity for the bigs and littles to come to the museum to have an outing for the afternoon, to see the exhibits on display, to come partake in the activities we have hosted through the museum.
And that's a wonderful gift to little ones and, as you say, big ones too, mm-hmm. because eyes get wide and it's really cool to be able to share it with somebody.
Definitely. And if you see a child who comes to the museum for the first time, usually the first thing they see right to the left is a giant stegosaurus. And if they've never seen one before, they get super excited and their eyes get really large. And it's very pleasant. It's very exciting to see that, especially when there's hundreds and hundreds of people there all having the same reaction.
Then, of course, that young person probably wants to know more.
Yes.
And goes deeper and you're off and running. What other kinds of presenters might you have?
We are going to be actually having a variety of community partners who will be joining us. The Scranton Cultural Center will be joining us. We're having Camille Reinecke with some musical numbers that they're working with for a little Broadway-style music. We also have the Lackawanna County Children's Library who will be doing some readings and maybe even some crafts with the children. We are going to be having Damien the Magician. He'll be joining us, as well as we're actually giving a little sneak peek into a little teaser of our Museum on the Road program, which is a program that we actually go out to schools and do an assembly program for up to 75 students. Currently, we have a Museum on the Road program, which is called the Science of Superheroes. So we're kind of not just doing, come look at Spider-Man, come look at Superman. It's more about the science art behind them and how we can kind of mimic that in real life. So we're going to have a couple little stations set up just kind of teasing some of the activities that we kind of do on these programs. The community has actually really been partaking in these events more and more every time. Starting out years ago, it was maybe 40 or 50 people would come on this day. The last one we had actually has about 740 people come between the hours of 1 and 4 o'clock. Lots of different artists will be there and activities, make and take crafts. We're having activities for young children as well as adults.
Website?
We do have a website. You can find us at www.everhart-museum.org. That's E-V-E-R-H-A-R-T. Not like heart in your chest, that H-A-R-T, -museum.org.
Anthony Grigas, who is Manager of Educational Programs at the Everhart Museum of Natural History, Science, and Art, and that's at Naog Park in Scranton. He talked with us about the Free Community Day with a superhero theme. That's this Saturday, April 22nd, in partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Voluntary Action Center. The museum is offering interactive activities, artist workshops, and guided museum tours from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Damien the Magician will be on hand, the Everhart Museum on the Road Science of Superhero Teasers, Lackawanna County Children's Library, the Scranton Cultural Center, all partnering to bring us the excitement of superhero and supervillain characters and much more. For more information on the web, everhart-museum.org, everhart-museum.org. That's the Everhart Museum of Natural History, Science, and Art, Naog Park in Scranton. And it's the Free Community Day with a superhero theme this Saturday, April 22nd from 1 to 4. Again, admission is free. You're invited to attend. And you can find out more information on the web, everhart-museum.org. The exhibition that this Community Day is tied to is a very exciting one on superheroes and particularly their animal counterparts. Good long run for that. So you can attend Community Day, and for more information on the web, everhart-museum.org.